Regnum Christi Daily Meditations, the service of the Legionaries of Christ.
An RC Meditation for June 22nd, 2024. Saturday of the 11th week in Ordinary Time. Only one Master. From the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6. Jesus said to his disciples, "No one can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are not you more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothes? Learn from the way the wildflowers grow. They do not work or spin. But I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was clothed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? So do not worry and say, 'What are we to eat?' or 'What are we to drink?' or 'What are we to wear?' All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil." Introductory Prayer. Lord, as I begin this day, I trust in your unfailing providence. You are the deepest desire of my heart. In this moment of prayer, I want to please you alone. Even though I might be tired or uninspired, even though I might only experience dryness, may this be my prayer. I offer you all I am and all I have. Petition. Lord, help me to trust more deeply in the loving providence of our Heavenly Father. First reflection. Why worry? What can be added to Christ's beautiful images in the Gospel, urging us to trust in the loving providence of our Heavenly Father? All that is necessary is to ponder how God feeds the birds of the air and clothes the lilies of the field, and to let the reality of his fatherly care for those ephemeral creatures sink deeply into our soul. How much more will he not care for us, the crowning work of his hand, his sons and daughters, for whom he is willing to send his only begotten Son to die on the cross? Christ penetrates to the real cause of our worries and anxieties, our anxious concern that often overwhelms us in life. We have little faith. Little faith and even less trust in the goodness of our Heavenly Father. Let us thank him for his patience and allow his fatherly goodness to penetrate to the depths of our spirit. Second reflection, stay focused. Our worries and concerns about the material needs of our daily life make us lose sight of the one thing that is truly necessary: striving for holiness, for the establishment of Christ's kingdom in our own lives and in the lives of those around us. If only we would allow Christ to set our hearts on fire with a consuming passion of zeal for souls, how our lives would change. We would become driven by the mission, constantly urged on by it, and all of our former worries and anxieties would fade into insignificance. Then we, too, could exclaim with Christ, "I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing." Third reflection, simplicity of heart. One virtue that helps us trust God more and grow in apostolic zeal is simplicity of heart. When you grow in simplicity of heart, you will never demand of God that He explain your vocation or your sufferings. Thanks to simplicity of heart, you will always see God's holy will in everything, and everything, even pain, becomes wells and rivers of peace and joy. Thanks to simplicity of heart, you will be able to understand people and their misery and give them a helping hand. Thanks to simplicity of heart, you will never harbor hate, an evil wish, a grudge, or an evil thought in your heart. Everything brings you to God. Conversation with Christ. Lord, help me through this prayer to grow in simplicity of heart, to recognize everything in my life as coming from your loving hand. Resolution. I will renew my spirit of faith to see everything that happens to me today as part of God's loving providence.
For more resources, visit RegnumChristi.org or download the Regnum Christi English app today.